All right, we are back at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2023, brought to you by Lillian M. Collection and Serenian Bay Resort in Villas. We are in the middle of roundtables. We have the Time Wasters starting at 6:30, and the Time Wasters is brought to you by Macho Self Storage and Terrell Economic Development Corporation. On this roundtable, there's Noam all the way down there to the right by himself. Five empty chairs, and then Davey, Donovan, and Moose sitting right next to each other. Looks weird, but we're here on this roundtable.
We have Bob to fill in the gap.
Oh, there you go. All right, that's Bob to fill in the gap. We do have the Time Wasters, and we were discussing this, Davey. I think you'll be a good subject to talk about this also, because I do feel that in music, the ballad, especially the R&B ballad, is falling by the wayside. Like, it's done. No one makes slow music anymore.
It's alive and well in country music.
Okay, but I remember going to the dances in high school and college, and they will play about 10, 15 minutes worth of, you know, music you can shake your rump to, and then it was time to slow it down and time to try to find a girl to slow dance, and they would play three slow songs, and then it's back to the fast music. And
yeah, you can't do more than three because then dirty things might start to
happen. Right, right. It just, you know, it's uncomfortable with the people who can't find anyone to dance.
Open Arms was the big one when I was in high school.
It still probably is.
Yeah.
You think?
It has
like
a second
never,
life.
That's never gone away.
I know Don't Stop Believin's come back, but all Journey stuff has come back.
Yeah, pretty
when
much.
When you're like slow song crap? Yeah.
But let me tell you. Even the parties that I've been to, as far as, like, if I go back to my old school.
Are you still going to junior high dances?
Shut up. College. And when
you're
I go
still
back,
going there?
They never, ever play slow music anymore. Ever.
No.
It's just three hours.
That's terrible.
Of boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. And it's just.
That's why you originally started dancing with someone, hoping that they would slow it down.
You can get the slow song going. That's right.
It's like on Succession. The dude's birthday party, nonstop bangers.
Yes. I think it's better because I think a lot of people's, like, the way you remember those awkward times, that was the most awkward, is when one of those songs would start playing and, you know, it's a stereotypical teenage movie where one side of the gym is filled with boys, the other side is filled with girls, and you're just kind of looking over there and you're like, I don't want to go over there. You know, and it's incredibly...
Man, we did a lot of slow dancing in school.
Yeah.
And it was, it was awkward.
It was half the dance.
And you had to try to, you know, find your way over there and build up the courage to do it. But that was the whole.
But does that really help you? Like, in life, is it?
Yes.
Because about 80.
I don't know.
Look at me.
Like 85, 90% of the time, you were overthinking it. But you'd go over there and ask politely if you'd like to dance. And she would more than likely say
it
yes.
Is, it is a lesson in risk taking. And putting yourself out there that you can apply to other parts of your life.
Well, and humility.
Okay, well, you know? If you get turned down and you have to, you know.
Boy, there was nothing worse than that, too, when you get, oh, that's okay, I'm just talking to my friend.
And you know what?
That's cool. I was just.
I'd stand over there for about 30,
45
seconds.
Find me later.
Right, yeah. I try to make it like, oh, okay, you know, no, I didn't want to dance either. Just kind of walk off.
Did you ever have to deal with this? Like, did you ever have to dance with Sally at an event or anything? Like, as little kids?
No. No, not at all.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah, but I do feel like the slightest ability to dance at all would be...
Slow dancing is not dancing.
Oh, no. Yes, it is. You don't know how to dance. That's the whole point.
Again, very alive and well in
that's
country music.
With
people
no
two-step and twirl each other.
About
so you wouldn't just side to side? Like
to the beat, yes. And then you can add a little extra oomph to it if you needed to.
Dude, no, it's like Napoleon Dynamite,
it's not. I'm the slow dance king. Drop one. I'll slow dance with one of these ladies, and they'll fall in love with me right now.
Yeah. You're right. It's
an art to it.
I mean, we used to have to chaperone some of our kids' dances, and I don't know if they ever slowed it down.
They don't
anymore.
Even like 15 years ago, they were... Just playing bangers all night.
So, you know, in seventh grade, we had a slow dance at our gym, and we had a DJ, and our DJ was Kid Craddock.
What?
Yeah. He was DJing little kids' dances.
He's dead. Sorry. We had a DJ come out to our high school for a dance and a battle of the bands.
And, like... 25, 30-year-old guy would come out and do.
Yeah, and somebody else did our dance that was from Kiss.
It's just creepy.
They're DJing a party. They're not out there.
They're getting paid.
They're not out there trying to.
Have you seen Grease?
Here's the thing, though.
Have you seen Grease?
There would be girls hanging around the DJ stand because they knew who he was and he was on the radio, and that was kind of creepy.
So in Grease, which I don't know if you've seen it in a while.
Worst movie ever made.
It's not good. We saw it not too terribly long ago, and the guy that came and DJed the Grease High School dance, it was all about him picking up...
Drugging girls.
Yeah, he would drop things in their drinks, and we looked it up. The actor who played the DJ, Vince Fontaine was his name, was like 42.
Ick.
And we said, they're like, hey, everybody. Hey, and then Corbin, the girls loved him.
That's not a documentary. Yeah. Grease is a movie.
Yeah,
okay, but
I can remember.
Era. I can remember a DJ coming out and, you know, spinning the hits, and the girls would gather around because he was on the radio, and he was probably in his 30s.
Yeah.
It wasn't Kid Craddock. It was somebody else.
Okay, but what is he supposed to do? Shoe fly? He's just spinning records. He's not going down that track.
But I don't know. I don't know what happened after that.
How is it seedy?
I guarantee you.
Play some Derek Epstein.
I guarantee you.
Gibson, coming up. Hang on.
You probably had between 5 and 20 ninth grade girls that got pregnant by a DJ in your school.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa. I did not.
Now we got the snake.
I can guarantee you I did.
Look it up.
Was your range between 5
between
and 20?
5 and 20?
It's so stupid.
Were there even 5 girls in your school that got pregnant?
No.
Dude, there was one that disappeared when we all knew what happened. She left. Like, gone.
Wow.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah, they had the...
the pregnancy island.
Yeah.
They had the alternative school in DISD where... The pregnant girls would go once they started showing.
Is that why in ninth grade, like you're half your school empty
no.
now, right? After the party.
You jackass.
We did have a science teacher that was active with girls
how?
In the school.
A man teacher?
Yeah.
There was allegedly a female science teacher at my high school that was active.
Allegedly?
Science.
Was that? Pretty verifiably, allegedly.
It's not even a novelty anymore, though.
No, I think it was pretty well confirmed because I think... This girl confirmed it to us at her 5-year reunion.
5-year reunion?
Yeah, you didn't have
when
one of those?
When she was holding
no.
her twins?
Yeah, sure. I've had 4 kids since.
Yeah. No. Kids have like little Bunsen burners.
Yeah, they had glasses and lab coats.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
That might be my off-season project is just to, under the radar, learn how to dance and then just show up and really take over.
Hey, I've got you.
Let's go.
I've got you.
Just kind of, you know, how many people...
We'll spend less time watching Dak at Mississippi State and then work on dancing.
Well,
there's a lot of hours in the day, George.
Do people do dancing anymore, though? Like, do they
people
learn
do dancing anymore?
Okay.
Look at Donnie.
Yes. And again, I'm telling
you. I'm so sick and tired of y'all. Donnie.
Country music hits all these. There's the honky-tonks, Billy Bob's. People dance at Billy Bob's.
I personally think line
country music is still doing it right.
Line dancing
except,
is stupid.
Except line dancing. I don't like line
dancing.
Yeah,
that's stupid. Either. I don't want anyone yelling at me to slide to the left and crisscross and all
you
that.
You guys ever
stuff.
Put on a song at home and
I'm
dance
a freestyler.
With your significant other?
No, I do it by myself.
What was the question?
Do you ever put on a song and say, hey, you want to dance? And, like, you know, dance in the living room.
Are you high?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
You're on to something, George.
You guys are nerds.
He loves his wife.
It's great.
It is great.
Yeah.
Move the furniture.
And especially if you put on a fast one and you just turn it on. Pow. They love that.
Yeah.
Ladies, am I right?
No, if there's a...
Thank you.
If there's a really good ballad that I'm like all of a sudden into, I say, hey, you want to dance? I love this song. You want to dance? And we'll dance.
I don't believe that. I don't believe
and
that.
Kelly's like, no, not more red dirt.
Oh, gosh. No, she loves it.
Stamp Donovan,
would
quit
you
it.
Stop it.
I got to go do an AMA.
How does your dancing turn into spousal abuse?
It's not abuse when you do it right. No, you should try it. You know what the first thing?
If my kids walked downstairs and saw me thwacking that ass.
They know, but if they saw y'all dancing sweetly together, they'd go, oh.
No, they wouldn't. They'd say, that's gross.
Get her
losers.
Yeah, they're at that age right now. Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
And then you kind of lean over and say, son, this is the song that got you here.
Oh,
man.
What are you, Dad?
Gross.
Are you against right foot, left foot?
Second side, reach the
can't
beach.
Can't stand
all right.
any
see you, boys.
Line dance song out there. They make me sick.
Okay.
I like to freestyle. I like to do whatever I want to instead of someone telling me to slide to the left.
You always have been a freestyle guy.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Does a Thriller dance count?
As a line dance? No.
No, as something you're against.
No.
Do you still do that a lot?
No, and I've never done
are
it.
You
what the
against,
hell are
you against
about?
Choreography in general?
No.
I thought that's what you said.
Bob, I will walk over there
I thought that's
and smack you upside the head.
You said you and Micah did that. When you,
yeah, no, you guys do that.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
And why is that the one move that everyone remembers?
Because it's the only move they can do.
Yeah.
No rhythm having mother.
Whoa.
Hey.
Jeez.
Sorry, Norm. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
That was disrespectful.
Well,
I'm sorry.
And rightfully so.
You've heard me say way worse than that.
Yeah.
Did they do that, Norm, when you were in school, though? Have the boys lined up on... You went to Catholic school, though. So were there any sort of dances around?
Oh. The dances back then, the nuns, which were our chaperones.
Yeah.
We didn't have parents chaperone. The nuns chaperone.
Were they naked underneath the habit?
What are you doing? These are nuns. Nuns.
Did they walk around with rulers?
Is that no?
That's it, Dave. They walked around with a ruler, and in slow dances, they would walk by and pass the ruler up and down.
And then every boy would go, ouch.
To make sure various body parts were not touching.
Was that
gross.
Was that the Enchantment Under the Sea dance? Were you at what? That?
That's a film.
Yeah, is that where you danced with your mom and almost hooked up with her?
That's a movie.
I just picture Norm trying
based on time travel, and it's not really a real thing.
Norm trying to pick the girl up with the poodle skirt as the Andrews sisters are going in the back.
Swinging her over each shoulder.
Kind of through the legs.
What if we found out Norm was there, though?
You were on the tail end of poodle skirting, right? Like that, you're not old enough. Or you were, wait.
Yeah. You've got me everywhere. Yes, poodle skirts were in when I was.
They were. Like in junior high?
We didn't have junior high.
Whoa, he was before junior high.
You went straight to high school?
You went straight to work in the mines after elementary?
Junior high is something I learned about when I came here.
Well, what did you have?
We had grade school, and then at eighth grade, you moved to high school.
They invented junior high when Norm was in the 10th grade.
Wait a minute, we've got something.
We got to have a break between elementary and high school.
That seems ridiculous, though. Like, so what did elementary school go up to?
Eight. And
8 years old or eighth grade?
No, eighth grade. Okay. And you had first-year-olds, first grades and eighth grades all walking at the hall at class change.
God.
It was crazy.
So it wasn't a one-room schoolhouse.
No. Thank you, Dave.
One of the little ink wells.
Thank you. Yeah.
What was the name of your high school?
You had your own little chalk tablet.
Cardinal Mincenti.
And that was the same school, like... All the way through, or what?
Sacred Heart was the grade school.
Okay.
And then Cardinal Mincenti, we were the Monarchs, was the high school.
Did you? Is it still there? Is it still functioning?
It's actually boarded up.
Okay, good question. Is your high school still there?
No.
It's gone completely.
Yep.
My high school's not in the same building, but it's still there.
Okay, do you know how weird this is?
I know.
There are three people on this stage whose high school doesn't exist. Y'all are losers.
Well, didn't RoboCop blow up yours?
Well, he didn't blow it up. It was the police station in RoboCop, first RoboCop.
Dang it.
How cool is that,
It's pretty baller.
Wait a minute.
My high school.
Your high school was the police station in RoboCop.
You heard me correctly, Norm.
Now,
ding, ding, ding.
And also, Dave.
Full repeat, Norm.
What do you know about RoboCop?
Nothing.
Oh.
Dave's school. So by the time that you were like a senior... Because Dave went to Trinity in the mid-cities, and for those who don't know, when the airport was built in the mid-70s, it was built by a large group of Tongans.
Uh-oh. Yes, Tongans and Samoans.
Yes, they all were flown in and ended
Jeez.
Up... What? What do you mean?
Flown in?
Yeah, and they ended up living here.
Hey, Bob,
by the way,
it was better than alternative.
They all settled in Euless because it was close to the airport.
Exactly.
And by the way, a Tongan has to be flown in.
Why? Oh. So.
No.
They could have rowed.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have. But so were you, was your class, did you, was that the first class where you had Tongan kids? Because they would have been babies.
No,
that's that, Bob.
Did you teach the Hakka to the young
yeah.
kids?
Yeah.
No, but when I was there, our football team was terrible, and it was before they adopted the Hakka. But there were Tongans there when I was there, and a little bit that predated me.
Okay. But it but they, blew
they,
up.
Yeah, they I mean, they reproduce like crazy.
Jeez.
All right.
I don't think you can say
and
that.
And on that note.
Is there still a large Tongan population, though?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. And so they, you know.
What do you
mean
by large?
I was Catholic back then. Uh-huh. And there would be a Tongan mass, like Sundays at 5 p.m., and they would have a Tongan choir.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Corby is the captain of the next round table, and we'll have a shift next. Ticket stop.